Hello everyone and welcome back to day 10 of the Oren Cohen podcast. Today I want to talk to you about how Medium helped me start my nerd content creation career. So let's get right into it. So in July 2019, I was already writing on Medium for a few months and I was watching a show called Dimension 20 at the time, which in the United States started in 2018, but because I'm not a US citizen, it reached me only in the beginning of 2019, about February of 2019, was when I started watching it. That show was really something else. It was the first time I was introduced into D&D storytelling in this kind of setting, not just like a video game or something like that. I have known of D&D at the time because I was playing video games, and Neverwinter Nights was my first introduction to Dungeons & Dragons as a whole. And that show really brought to life what kind of stories could be told with D&D. So I was so inspired and I wrote about it on Medium. I wrote about a specific season called The Unsleeping City, and I published an article on Medium saying how much I loved that show and that people should watch it as well. And that struck a chord with Medium's curators, which are, if you are not familiar, the people who read every article published on Medium daily and is specifically marked for the paywall, and they decide if that story should be boosted or not. And they chose to curate that specific article into the TV topic page. That's something that was very meaningful to me. I was very excited, and I, of course, like always, I tweeted about it, and I also tagged Dimension 20 and Brandon Lee Mulligan, which was the game master of that show. A couple of days later, I received a DM on my Twitter, and that DM was from the PR person for College Humor, which was still around back then, and that person invited me to interview Brandon, which was something that I didn't even thought would be an option. The interview was specifically slated for a few days later, and I was visiting my brother in Texas at the time. I was not here at home. I was visiting him in the United States. So I actually interviewed Brandon Lee Mulligan on my lunch break from work in my brother's home in Austin, Texas. It was mind-blowing. I won't forget it, and it was just such a fun experience to ask him questions about storytelling, and all of that happened because I was brave enough to hit publish on an article and tag College Humor. From that point onwards, that was my first interview with Brandon. From that point onwards, I got his email address, and from then on, we started having more and more interviews as more seasons came out. I think now Dimension 20 has about 21 seasons. It's now premiering its 21st season every week on Wednesdays, as of recording this episode. So I actually interviewed Brandon for the third season of the show, and from then onwards we talked for some other of the shows, but not all of them. Those interviews, which started as written blog posts because I didn't have a YouTube channel, naturally transitioned into YouTube interviews when I started my YouTube channel in 2020. After being cooped up at home for 6 months, I decided it's time to start a YouTube channel because I wanted to film and make content and not just sit at home and consume. And then since starting the YouTube channel, I interviewed many more people, and now I have a podcast, which is not this podcast, but a different one, with over 47 interviews. That's pretty amazing. That's where all my mistakes were made and where I learned the most lessons and where I draw knowledge from for this show, where I talk to you about growing your own podcasts and content creation things. I think I'll finish here today. It's a little short story time of how I got into my little niche in content creation. If you have any questions, please let me know in the comments of this episode. And also, if you want more in-depth content creation advice, I have a newsletter. You can find it in the description of the episode. And as always, thank you again for listening or watching, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.